Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Leah Purcell, Prison Man's Son, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindji Country, BBM Bummer Rip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. New First Nations-led study and research and academy launches, we're talking. Yungama Manag will today launch the RMIT University Supporting Self-Identified Land-Based Learning and Research Opportunity for First Nation People. The centre will operate autonomously. However, a dedicated hub has been established at the RMIT City Campus to provide a physical meeting point for First Nation students and academics. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Dr. Vicky Cousins, Yungama Manag-led the RMIT University, and we have Dr. on the line. Dr. Vicky, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, right now,
go ahead,
sorry.
Go ahead, girl, yes.
Go ahead, yeah. Apologies for being late. Ngatanwar, Vicky Cousins, Kirei Warong, Gunditjmara, Southwest Victoria. In that cold country where we have possum cloaks to keep warm.
True. Cold country, exactly. And I'm calling from far north Queensland, Cairns, hillbilly up north. Warm up here, and when it rains, even warm rain, I would say.
Ah.
Sister, thank you for coming. Look, fantastic. A beautiful space here, supporting self-identified land-based learning and research opportunities for First Nations people. So paint the picture what the space is and how did it come about, please, Dr. Vicky?
Well, the space is launched, but we actually don't have a full-on space yet. We're working on that, so it's very new. The concept we've been thinking about, and it's probably not really a new one, but working with Professor Susie Hutchins from Swinburne, Aranda woman, we kind of dreamed up an idea of what is black excellence in academia, what is a black PhD look like, how can we make space for our knowledges in the system, but retain our self-determination and sovereignty and work towards community-identified priorities and aspirations, not what universities or government policies, etc., might be telling us that they think we need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it in a nutshell, really. I've been at RMIT for 7.5 years now, so I'm late to academia. And it's, you know, a Western colonial institution with all of the things that come with that.
Mm.
So it's trying to make that safe space for our PhD students, but also what we're calling black academics.
Sure. Well, if you look at it, Doctor,
I'm
just saying, Doctor, if you look at it without the white paper, we are professors virtually in all fields, all industries, you would say.
Absolutely.
You know? Thank you. Yep. So being here at the table, so we're talking about if not a compromise, we're talking about a connection, a joint venture, so to speak, in regarding black academic, as you mentioned.
Well, and to access the resources, because, you know, we're in the 21st century now and we're working and walking in both worlds and knowledge systems, and you know there still isn't recognition of our mob and our knowledges in the way that we understand it. They just think it's stories and yarning and campfires and dances, which it is, but not in the way we understand and know and value our knowledges and knowledge systems. So.
Well, I'll give a prime example.
About, not really about making them understand. Well, it is about making them understand, but the first priority is us and our priorities for our, you know, self-determined nationhoods and being as custodians of country. So how do we work the system to make the system work for us and garnish the resources of what, you know, universities have access to? For example, I've got an Australian Research Council grant of over $400,000 to do community work in my community with my mobs, the way, and it's developed and delivered our way, like not how, you know, institutions and schools and education system thinks we should be learning.
Thank you.
I work in family clan groups and we're learning language in lived everyday settings. So that we can talk fluently again because, you know, of the colonial imposition, we don't have our fluent speakers anymore.
Yes.
So that's just an example of what I'm trying to work towards with Susie and others And I've just got a research fellow appointed, Dr. Jody Haynes, Palawa woman, whose title is Research Fellow, Self-Determination and Sovereignty.
Good.
So we're setting up Yungama in cultural structures with titles and words and ways of doing that are our ways, and we're privileging those, you know. So
exactly.
That's kind of it, how we're trying to go about stuff.
Look, which is fantastic, and a bit left field, but virtually along the same lines up here in far north Queensland. In tourism, we have Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel, non-Indigenous owned, Indigenous product, but they're working closely with the First Nation people on their sea country and operating at the same table with the marine biologists. And the marine biologists are beautifully coming to the table with their open mind, open heart, for the learning of how we practice and operate on the reef as the professors of the traditional owners of the sea country. So it's same along the same lines, isn't it? But across this nation, there are virtually, students galore and for life with First Nation people 60,000 years.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's just another part of that whole spectrum of learning that, you know, needs a bit of shaping and shifting
to
suit our needs.
Exactly.
I'm not, you know, wedded to a university system as such, but there are First Nations universities in Turtle Island and Aotearoa and places, and looking at those different models, which is why Yungama is framed in land-based learning, because we know that's where everything comes from, country.
Fantastic,
And, you know, it's not an original idea to think of a black university. People have tried to set one up before, but this is just kind of a little stepping stone towards self-determined learning places in community that we can access resources and accredited or non-accredited training as we need, as we identify. So that's my little aim.
Yeah, beautiful. And a good little aim that we need to count all our wins, you know, step-by-step process. Black successes is what we're striving for, and no matter what field, no matter what industry. But look, powerful. Thank you very much for sharing. So you're saying you're yet to get a space. Is that correct, Doctor?
Yeah. Rooms and that, like, identify. We've got one room for HDRs to go and study in, and, you know, that will be ours, but we don't have offices. Like, we've got an office, but not, you know, a space. There's a Ngarra Willem space, which is for undergrads and that kind of support, but we want a HDR and higher degree research and academic staff.
Beautiful.
You know,
beautiful,
to develop our own research projects and things.
And yourself, Dr. Vicky, what did you doctor in, sister?
Oh, possum cloaks. That's my doctorate.
Possum cloaks. Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. Yep. Leading from the front. And
the cultural revitalisation of possum cloaks.
Yeah, beautiful. And what about our First Nation students? They must be excited about this space.
Oh, yeah. I've had such a great response from, allies. I mean, goodness me, overwhelming. And our mob is just so excited because there's a newly fledged HDR network. And they're really keen, so
good.
There's just the conversations and the emails and the whatever I've been getting, the feedback, there's just such a big need.
Yes.
And I knew there was, but just to have that kind of, you know, really confirmed by people letting you know, And it's 2025, I shouldn't be doing this, it should have been done.
Well, hello, exactly, anyway. Better late than never, but we're black people, we're used to that, we're very resilient people, and like I said, we count all our winnings. Doctor, thank you for sharing, and all the best to all the students and the work that you're doing there, and look, it is fantastic, and we'll keep in touch. And
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for the yarn, and you take care, my sister, stay warm.
Thank you. Thanks, Trevor.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, Dr. Vicky Guzzins, Nyugama Managia led RMIT University, about the new First Nations led study and research academy, which has been launched, and they're supporting self-identified land-based learning and research opportunity for First Nations people. So fantastic students, First Nations students at RMIT University will have a space in regarding the black space and the education regarding knowledge that we have as First Nations people bring to the table, and white papers thereafter in regard to the so-called degree as such. And like I said, we are professors in all fields. Have your say in Jan Upstrong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Jan, it's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program. It is your program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
Arrest a man, Jamaica, said you can't run from yourself. Some financial planner said there's nothing great but wealth. In the talk show on the ABC said look after your health. As I'm thinking about the years I left behind me, I'm heading up the hill now and I'm worried about my days. Reading all the literature, just trying to change my ways. While some man on the radio says it's habits in my brain. As I eat my chips and drink my Coca-Cola. But there's lessons to be learned every day. Especially when nothing goes your way. Looking to tomorrow with a teardrop in your eyes. Helps to flush those troubles all away. Helps to flush those troubles all away. I'm looking to a venture that may provide me light. I slowly leave a bit of past that nearly took my life. The battle at the moment is just keeping out of strife. But my tongue just seems to have its own agenda. Lonely coffee shops, avoiding conversation with those that serve it up. Where I'm trying to slow my mind down, but the madness never stops. And there's a spirit called confusion, and it's got me running. But there's lessons to be learned every day. Especially when nothing goes your way. And looking to tomorrow with a teardrop in your eyes. Helps to flush those troubles all away. Yeah, there's lessons to be learned every day. Especially when nothing goes your way. Troubles all away. Helps to flush those troubles all away. Helps to flush those troubles all away.
Yeah, that daily track, Lessons. Charlie Trindle here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Jan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trev.
Good morning. How are you travelling, mate? You good?
Hey?
You good?
Not really, Trev. To tell you the truth, it's all right to say you're not okay, I'm not okay.
Well, you woke up this morning. That's every day Bob Brown's a good day, you would think.
Yeah, I can say, yeah, I'm right, you know, I'm not okay with what's happening, and I just need to report it and get back to some rule. I've got two parts of the story.
Yep. Are we talking Green Patch?
Yeah, that's the first part. I went down there the other day, Friday, got some family camp down there a long time now, and they told me, oh, yeah, the police and Moller, our local council rep, and the police had a meeting there, and they were telling me stuff going on down there. And but when I got there, at the Green Patch, they've got these new people there they call the custodians. I like it when you play that song, My People, My People. Mm-hmm. The Murrays are the custodians, and they put a sign up saying they're custodians in the front of the sign. It says, the Murrays are the custodians, all the signs everywhere, mate.
Yes.
So it's a bit complicated. Anyway, when I got there to go in, normally, you know, the top part of the Green Patch has always been a rest area, you know, the one with the blue sign and the tree and the table there and the sign, the rest area. And so, but they had a bit of rope across the driveway, two-lane driveway going in with little red flags on it. So you got to pull up and you got to talk to the custodian to get entry, and then they undo it. And I waved up to the woman when I put my hand up, and she come and undone the rope, and I went inside, and I parked by the back gate, the gate that shuts us off from going down to the river, which has been the big problem with the Green Patch. It's access to the river. And so I parked there, and then I went to come out, and they put the rope back up and with the flags on it. And I don't want to go in a house to get in and out. It's blocking our freedom. So I pulled up by the side. There's one little tree, and I can get a bit of shade there. I told you I stopped smoking, but sometimes a couple of times a week I might roll a cigarette. And I just puff it in my mouth and don't inhale it. I'm sort of cheating with gammon smoking.
Yeah, gammon smoking.
Yeah, it's like the ritual. But I used to sit there and sing A Better Days with my missus up the valley there, and I was sitting there, and I just sat on the back of the car and rolled a cigarette, and this custodian fella came out, and he reckoned to me, no smoking. I'm in the middle of a huge park.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah. So the rules and regulations that come with it is what you're saying.
Well, it's their rules and regulations. It's our Green Patch. It's our traditional place here. It's a cultural place. You know, and where I'm sitting, I was waiting to go out because they got the rope and the flag across there, and it was sort of hanging on the ground. So I told him off, and as people started coming around, and I just thought, I'm just going to run over this rope because it was just about dragging on the ground. So I got in my car, and I went to go out, and I drove over it, and it wrapped all, breaking down the barriers. I didn't know it was going to break it down. It wrapped all around the front of my car, and the other end was tied to a witch's hat, and it all wrapped around the wheel. So
you end up dragging the rope.
Hey?
Did you end up dragging the rope?
Yeah, I ended up dragging the rope and all the flags under my little car there. And there was people coming out of the toilet block and looking. I said, yeah, it's all right. And I was just telling them, we're just waiting for the flood to come and wash away these people. I mean, what they've done, they've got... So anyway, I undid it, and I just went and parked outside. You've got to sit in the hot sun. It's a game of cowboys and Indians, mate, what they've done. And this is the wagon train arriving, and we've got a few dingy. And a lot of other homeless people camping around down the bottom in the river, you know.
And there's, but from that so-called camping area, there's access to the river, is there not?
No, we can't drive to the river. You can only
You can't drive, you only walk down. Yeah, gotcha, okay.
And it's all overgrown down there. The council doesn't do it. The council doesn't mow it anymore. And, mate, we got, brother, we got both sides of the river. They're putting pumps, or I don't know what they're doing on the other side of the bridge. We've got a huge development on this side of the river. And the four corners of the river, each side of the bridge, there's development. And I think they bought... So what they're doing is... It's segregating the Murrays from the people, because you've got to go through the rest, the camping area and the park, and it's been organised so that they don't get a major protest here, because it's all done to take the water out of the river. And they want to take the water out of the river because Cairns is running out of the water.
Yep.
And the big problem is that they amalgamated the Gordon Vale and Cairns Council a few years ago. I know that that was only done to get the water out of the river.
Mm.
That is the bottom line of it all.
Yes.
And so our river is, you can just about paddle in it and it won't even come up to your knees. And there's still, you know, that's John Holland, the company down there. They're raping that river, mate. Mm. It's really sad to see what's happening in this town. And anyway.
And that's yarn? You've got another yarn outside Green Patch?
Yeah, I've had a response back over the two crosses the council poured out from the cemetery.
Yep.
I did a lot of writing to the Queensland Human Rights, and I hadn't heard anything. And about over a month ago, I went into the office. There's one in Cairns, and because this goes down to Brisbane, I don't know why they can't do it here. That's another problem. And I said, I'm getting older now, and you know, like I'm 77 now. I just had a big fall and ripped all the skin off my arm and two rounds of antibiotics. Mm. I've had a really hard time lately. Anyway, I got a letter back from the Queensland Human Rights that I was 75.
And what was the response? What was the response?
So I've got a response. And the first problem I saw on the first page is they got her name wrong.
You only get one chance first impression.
Oh, mate, it's terrible because there's a lot of name changing going on. They called her Diane. Later on it says that I can take this paper to use for legal things, which is why we go through this process, because you get... I had the council review done. That was sent to the Human Rights. And that's what I'm doing now. I've got to do it all again. And they sort of, and the other thing that bugged me in the report they sent to me was that they said that the press that had been reporting on this was fair. I mean, they ran me down, mate, and blamed me and did everything. We had no idea that you had to have a permit for a cross. I mean, it is ridiculous, you know. This is where the separation of powers should be. Human beliefs.
So you're willing to go through that process, Tony?
Hey?
You're willing to go through that process? So-called
I've got to write again. I've got to write and complain about everything that the human rights have done. And I don't know why it's got to go down to Brisbane. What they've got a human rights office here for, mate? So I'm not all right. I'm not all right, mate. But I am dealing with it because in the Murray world, you just got to deal with it, you know?
Exactly. Were you looking at going through that permit process? How do you feel?
Yeah, I think Murray's sick of permit, and when it comes down, you've got to have a permit for a cross. And what I've had to do in the report I'm putting back in, and I've got a deadline this week to get it back in, I've been around the cemetery and I've had to film the aluminium cross that was already put in for one of our family 8 or 9 years ago. It stood there. And they reckon I'm not discriminated against, but they pulled our ones, me and her one, out of the ground, and they're just basically the same. So that doesn't prove I'm being picked on, but they've given me all sort of things here I can ring and do, but I'm just providing job, mate, for hundreds of bloody desk workers somewhere.
Yes.
I'm the main employer of that. I'm tired of it, mate.
Office manager of this space.
You've got to laugh, because, well, but I'm on the end of it. I might not get buried. My missus's cross has been stolen. Mine's been... And I've had to film cemetery and do this and get people to...
You're resilient, my brother. And like I said, white on the outside, black on the inside. We black people are resilient. And so you're fighting a good fight and you're not going to quit, my friend.
Yeah, I'm a migrant, mate. I'm an outsider, and they don't like it that I work for Murray, you know, because they're used to, you know, like we've got all these people up here, like our representative for this area. They're used to black slave labour and things, you know. There's other things that have been filmed with this other Moller. We're calling him Breton Yahoo.
Breton Yahoo.
That's our councillor, mate.
Yeah.
All our human rights, the fabric of the town is being changed. We've got no river, they've got the wagon train in, and there's a few Indians down the river. Not, I'm sorry to say it like that, but it is. It's like history repeating itself. As it looks from the bridge, you look down here, there might all be fancy caravans and trucks in there, but it just sort of looks like a wrecking yard on the side of the road. In the green patch, mate.
Yeah,
a beautiful, beautiful place. Yeah. And they've got it filled with people, and now people can't go there, and you can't even have a cigarette there.
All right, brother. Well, you shared it with us. Thank you. And you are our eyes and ears for the green patch. Thank you, Tony. Staying strong, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thanks for listening, Trev, and good morning to everyone.
Good morning. Thanks, Tony. Tony Gibbs, regular caller here on Your Daily Program, and he's, you could say, activist for our green patch down there, Gordonville, beautiful area. Driving in Cairns, stop by and have a look, but you have to go through the so-called turn gates to do that, but that's what his complaint is. Have you seen Yarn Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Let's go, boys. And I love to hear that little guitar tone. And you can play it all night and day now, 'cause I won't get sick of hearing this song. Well, I see those little legs are moving, and I can see you on that old dance floor. It's gonna be a hell of a good night, and you won't be leaving early at all. Like to hear that good old country song, and you might just say it's boring, but I just don't give a shit anymore. Now you know I love this other style of music, and they simply just call it blues.
Did you just say the blues?
I sure did. Crank it up, boys. So I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Yes, I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. I said I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. And I love to hear that little guitar tone. It's gonna be a hell of a good night, so I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Yes, I'm gonna keep on playing the blues. Now here we go, just keep on playing the blues. Take it away, boys.
Yeah, Deadly Tracks, Deadly Tracks. It's a country vibe there, Black Image, and fantastic. You'll be able to see Black Image at the this year, Yarrabah Music and Cultural Festival 2025, 30 August. So lock that in your diary, mob, and see the Deadly Brothers there from Hopewell performing at the Yarrabah Music Festival. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Curry, live here at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Looking at the headlines and news here, The Conversation, which is by the journos Bryce Barker and Tina Main. Ancient shells and pottery reveal the vast 3,200 years old trade routes of Oceania's indigenous people. New research conduct Wallafini Cave, an important archaeological site in Papua New Guinea, reveals new evidence of long-distance interactions between Oceania's indigenous societies as far back as 3,200 years ago. New study published in the Journal of Australian Archaeology is the first archaeological research undertaken on the Great Papuan Plateau. The finds continuing to undermine the historical Eurocentric idea that early indigenous societies in this region were static and unchanging. Instead, they find further evidence for what Monash Professor of Indigenous Archaeology, Jan J. McNiven, calls the Coral Sea Cultural Interaction Sphere, a dynamic interchange of trade, ideas and movement over a vast region encompassing New Guinea, the Torres Strait and northern eastern Australia. Tracking movements across Sahel, the goal of the Great Papuan Plateau Project is to determine whether the plateau may have been an eastern pathway for the movement of early people into northern eastern Australia at a time when New Guinea and Australia were joined in the continent of Sahul. The two countries, as we know, then separated about 8,000 years ago due to sea level rising after the last glacial period. Our research at Wallafini Cave, located near Mount Bosavi in New Guinea's southern Highlands province, identified occupation dating back more than 10,000 years. We also found a unique and yet undated petroglyph rock at Artstyle. Our analysis of cave deposits reveal significant changes in how the site was used, starting from just over 3,000 years ago. This includes changes to the frequency of occupation, to plant and animal use, as well as the sudden appearance of coastal marine shell. Specifically, they found 3,200 years old evidence for the transport of marine shell 200 kilometres inland, which has previously been recorded as coming from the southern coast of the Gulf of Papua and from as far away as Torres Strait. This suggests a long-distance maritime trade and interaction networks between the Society of Coastal Southern New Guinea, Torres Strait and Northern Australia extended far inland and much further than previously known. So there's the so-called footprint and the evidence of the interaction with our people and our brothers and sisters from Papua New Guinea in regard to the trade that went on years and years and years ago and all come to fruition. And archaeologists are now finding the so-called evidence and the true evidence. And we talk about truth-telling. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
track here. This is your daily program, National Tour Black. We've got Solon on the line. Solon, good morning. How are you?
I'm all right,
good,
brother.
Good to hear your voice.
I want to say big shout out to Brother Tony Gibbs there.
Yes.
Okay, brother. I didn't sort of take in too much of what you were saying, but it's good though, brother.
Mm.
But one time ago, when Andy McGuire used to come on and Yasmin Johnson, I think, used to tell us about Kevin Henry.
Yeah.
Or more of them. But anyway, because of that, Chris Graham come on, and I think he was one of the founders of the Indigenous Time. And from what he was saying, I always use that when I go on Facebook. And one of the things he said was, the best way to fight racism is to use their logic to mirror back the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I like that, brother, and I'm going to tell you why, brother. The racists now tell us, oh, I'll be like swearing. They give us every little bloody detail that we kill the pygmies, that in 1,000 years we're going to speak. And we were the first people here and all the kind of paper. But, brother, when it comes to truth telling, detail, I'm going to say they wasn't there, brother. Okay, brother. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Beautiful. Solon, regular caller. Haven't heard him for a while. Good to hear your voice, my brother. And chucking his two cents worth in as well. Your daily program, National Talkbacks, come to time with 2012 signs off. Thank you for your company, Mob. But stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. A big shout out to First Nation Radio Station across this beautiful country of ours, the Big Island, Australia. Thank you for the work that you do. And we yarn up strong in regard to using the tool of radio, and we play our music, we have our yarns, and we tell our story, and truth telling is front and center. Don't worry about that. With that, look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Too deadly.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going home. Take off your burdened delusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. Yeah.
Papillon.